Now, Spoof presents Godzilla's X Kong.
We're lost.
We're not lost. It's right around here somewhere.
I want to go back to the ship.
We'll find it. Google Maps said take a left at the hole to the center of the Earth and then go 3 blocks. Wait, do you hear that music? There it is! The Kraken Shack!
I don't think this is a good idea.
Come on, it'll be fun!
It looks dangerous.
You didn't complain when I bought you that monkey's paw and you came into all that money.
I just wish I'd specified not Bitcoin.
Oh, there he is! That's the guy over in the corner, just like on TikTok.
You got 5 minutes.
Come on, he's telling one of his stories.
And so, it turned out I had to take not one, but 2 pairs of pants to the cleaners. And that's the story of how I discovered the bottomless cup of Java.
Hey, tell another one.
Nar, it's be getting late, like.
Oh, come on, one more.
Come on, do it.
All right, mateys, one more. I'll do it for a drink and another plate of fried pickles. And make it a double.
Hey, double rum and order of fried pickles here?
Not the rum, double the pickles. Now, this story is different because it's absolutely true. I know because I was there. So there I was on shore leave in Rome, and that's where I first sees him. The mighty lizard himself. He was the biggest thing I'd ever seen. 390 feet tall if he was an inch.
390 is pretty specific.
Honey, shh.
But the local police, aye, they knew what they was dealing with.
Looks like you got yourself a goddang Zilla.
And then Godzilla squashed him.
How did everyone know his name?
Shh, honey, let him finish.
And this here Godzilla, he just finished wrestling a giant spider. Destroyed the city.
They wrecked the ruins?
So, Godzilla, he was tired and all worn out. So he lays himself down inside the Roman Colosseum there for a wee nap.
Wow.
Check, please.
Now, meanwhile, on the other side of the world is this giant monkey named Kong. He was 335 feet tall if he was an inch.
Again, pretty specific.
Honey, please.
Now, Kong and Godzilla, they was what you call the Titans.
Like from Tennessee.
Wrong! And they were responsible for harmony between the species. Between the leopard and the gazelle. Between the wolf and the lamb. Between the cat and the... Well, not the cat. They're douchebags. But they be the guardians of the Earth.
Wait, wouldn't the Earth come under the jurisdiction of the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Different canon. So the Great Kong gets a hankering to go to his home, which is an underground jungle that you get to by jumping down a hole to the center of the Earth. It's where all the giant apes live.
Oh, come on. The Earth is hollow now?
Well, in the middle, yes. Like a Cadbury egg, it be.
It be, honey.
So it's Middle Earth.
Well, no, that's another further different canon.
The center of the Earth. Of course that's where the giant apes would live. It all makes perfect sense.
Giant monkeys and dinosaurs in the center of the Earth makes sense to you? This from the guy who can't understand why I have so many shoes.
Don't mind her. Keep going.
All right. So, yada, 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 Kong jumps down the hole. Geronimo. There's a hole in the globe that leads to the place that's filled with the jungle where the giant apes live and the dinosaurs and stuff in the hollow of the Earth. Okay, so Kong is in the jungle in the center of the Earth. And that's where he spies a giant little red monkey.
Are you sure it wasn't a little giant red monkey?
I know what I saw.
Was it really red?
I can't be sure. I'm colorblind in me one good eye, you see. So the ginger monkey, he shows Kong that all the other apes are under the evil spell of a further different giant ape named Scar.
He's got a scar?
Yar.
War.
Right about thar. And this here Scar fella, he's got a whip.
Like Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman had a lasso.
A lasso can be a whip.
So, Scar is just lording it over all the other apes with the help from his pet dinosaur named Shimo.
Shmo?
No, Shimo.
That's what I said, Shmo.
Oh, all right, close enough. Now, Shmo has laser eyes and ice breath, you see. And Scar wants Shmo to go up the hole and freeze the earth.
So this whole thing is like a metaphor for climate change.
Yes, isn't everything? Anyways, Shmo uses his ice breath to freeze off half of Kong's arm. Which is a shame because he's right pawed.
There goes his pitching game.
Aye, lass, a shame it was. So next, this animal dentist fella, he gives Kong this big...
Wait, animal dentist?
Yar.
This dentist, he be taking care of Kong's teeth.
Does Kong have dental insurance?
Well, there's a copay, but aye, it's expensive. So this dentist fella, he pulls out Kong's tooth. And then he gives Kong a big metal monkey glove for his missing arm.
And the glove needs 5 stones to make it work.
No, again, different cannon.
Oh.
Why a glove? Why not a bazooka? Or a tank? And how did he make a metal glove that big, that fast?
3D printer. You know, you sure do be asking a lot of questions, Missy. And I still don't see a plate of fried pickles.
Can we get that order of pickles here?
Right away, you white devil, you.
Now, Kong, he realizes he needs help. So, he pops out of the ground at the pyramids in Egypt. And Kong starts calling for his buddy, Godzilla. So, Godzilla pops out of the ice up by the North Pole and...
Wait, if you were at the pyramids, how did you know Godzilla popped out of the ice at the North Pole?
I saw it on Instagram, lassie. Anyways, the ape and the lizard, who's pink now, by the way.
Sure, why not? Barbie pink.
They wrestle around in the sand a bit, as titans are known to do.
Is Kong gay for Godzilla?
Nah, just buddies having a little difference of opinion. But then comes along this giant moth. And oh, I swear, she was 50 feet tall if she
was
an
inch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you know the moth was a chick?
You can always tell by the lack of mothballs.
Oh, ew!
Now there they are, this ape and this pink lizard and this moth. And they all start to frighten the Scar King and Shmo the Ice Dragon. But the red monkey, see, he breaks the crystal that controls the ice dragon.
So Scar has lost his power.
Leaving him vulnerable to the attack of Shmo, Harry, and Surly. He gets beat up pretty good by Kong. And then gets radiated by Godzilla. And then frozen solid by Shmo's ice breath. And then shatters into a million monkey ice chips.
Ice chips?
Shards, aye. And now Kong is everyone's king.
A king Kong, as it were.
Oh, never thought of it that way. So they all sing a song to him, and it goes a little something like this.
Oh, see the ape, big giant ape, here he comes now, there's no escape. King Kong is here, everyone fear, hairy and mean, up on the screen. Roaring real loud, scaring the crowd, kidnaps a dame, fights off airplanes, climbs up a building, it is so thrilling, waited all year. King Kong is here, hairy, 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 hairy monkey, scary, 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 scary monkey. Oh, see the ape, big giant ape, banana breath, fight to the death.
Oh, see the ape, big giant ape, banana breath, fight to the death.
And it was all true because I was there.
Oh, brother.
So let this be a lesson to you, youngsters. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that history shows again and again how nature points out the folly of man.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. We all know that song.
Song?
Wait, I have a question. How does a 50-foot moth pick up a 335-foot ape?
Well, you see, a moth can bench 100 times its own weight because of the 6 legs, you see.
No, that's not how it works.
Look, we better go. It's getting late. It's almost midnight.
How come the monkeys are tall, but all the jungle trees are regular size?
Come on, honey, let's go.
Wait, you can help me finish me fried pickles.
But we did enjoy the story.
Thank you. Where are all the giant piles of monkey poop?
Come on, dear.
Looky here, this sack. Where are you going? I got a monkey. Mogwai. Anyone want to buy a Mogwai? Aw, the little fella's hungry. Here, have some fried pickles. Dip it in that ranch there. That's it. Whoops. You got a little sum on your front there, fella. That's it. Eat up. Wait a minute. What time is it? Uh-oh. Check, please.
Hi, I am an AI-generated voice. All the other voices you heard in this production were real. If you liked Godzilla's X, Kong, please tell your friends about spoofpodcast.com. To find out when our next spoof appears, you can follow Spoof on Instagram or Facebook. And please, tell your friends about Spoof.